From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
The Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here he is, the man with a photogenic tummy. It's overdeveloped. Smiley Burnett!
Fat and sassy, that's me, that's me. Joseph, I was just wondering, what do you hear about your bachelor friend, John Mahaffey? How's he getting along, huh?
Well, last time I heard, he was mending slowly.
Oh, that's too bad. I didn't know he was sick.
He wasn't. He was sewing buttons on his clothes.
Oh! Joe, let me use your microphone. It's funnier. Joe, a pal of mine is having some mother-in-law trouble again.
Well, why doesn't he try getting on the good side of her? You know, entertain her, take her out to a movie, something like that.
Well, he tried that. He took her to the circus one day, and she laughed herself half to death. He took her again the next day, but the circus is gone. Hey. One day he come running to me with a big smile. He said, "Oh, Smiley," he said, "my mother-in-law is dangerously ill." The next day I saw him again, asked him how she was doing. He says, "Oh, dadgummit, now she's dangerously well." She used to work in a wagon factory, Joe. Her tongue was always wagging. That's good.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, hon. You better be ready about 8:30.
I'll be ready.
Now, dearies, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, gonna have them all. I'll dance off both my shoes when they play those jelly roll blues. Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Strutters Ball. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. You better be ready by 8:30. Now, dearie, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, two steps, gonna have them all. Dance off of my shoes when they play those jelly roll blues. Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Ball.
Yes, sir. Gang, have you ever noticed how an old song like that's just like an old friend?
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way we want folks to feel about our sponsor, as an old friend. Let's hear from him, huh? Boys?
Oh. More fan mail there, Smiley?
Doggies, I wished it was, Joe. These is bills.
Uh-oh.
That's what I say, but there's one bill I won't have to worry about no more.
Yeah?
I drove me a real fine bargain with the fella I owed down at the clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I owed him for about 7 or 8 years. So the other day he says to me, he says, "Smiley, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you halfway and forget half of what you owe me." Well, I thought it over a minute and I said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Joe. Since you're being so nice, I'll just meet you halfway and forget the other half." That reminds me, Slattery, of what happened over at Macquarie's house. He comes home from work last night, and his little girl says, "Daddy, there's a strange man here to see you today." And so Macquarie says, "Well, did he have a bill?" These little girls says, oh, no, Daddy, just a plain nose like everybody else. That young'un, the Macquarie, she's a cute little thing.
Oh, yeah.
She went into J. Cromwell Slabskeister's dry goods store the other day and picked out a piece of cloth to make her dolly a dress.
Mm-hmm.
So this fella that runs the store, he takes a shine to her, and when Macquarie's little girl asks how much the material is, the man says, just one sweet kiss. So that cute little fixin says, now, ain't that fine, mister? Mother told me to come down and pick out what I wanted, and she'll be in tomorrow morning to pay you for it.
When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark whenever she's around. She's so affectionate, I'll say this. When she kisses me, I say kiss. When the children walk down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Got a little song for a little Indian thing here. Let's get some Indian music started here. In the faraway mountains, the high Paiutes, there lived a little Indian. He was mighty cute. And all of the braves would go to hunt the bear, and they'd tell the little Indian, you stay right there. They'd tell the little Indian, you stay right there. He had a little hatchet and a willow bow, too. He could make an arrow go a-sailing through. Pull a little string and sight with his eye, and a little arrow up in the sky, and a little arrow up in the sky. The poor little Injun felt so bad, had no fun like the big braves had. They all went away and left him at home, leave a little Injun all alone. He longed for the day when the world would see what a great big Injun brave was he. They'd be glad they had him there, for he'd bring them home a great big bear.
For he'd bring them home a great big bear.
One day all the hunters were away when a limpy old hound started in to bay. Scared the little Indian out of his hide when he heard right by his side. When he heard right by his side. There stood a wildcat with great big teeth, claws like pitchforks tight beneath, spitting out fire, growling like a bear, and the poor little Indian stood right there.
And the poor little Indian stood right there.
Quick like a flash, she strung up a bow, pulled her way back, he let her go. Slapped the old wildcat right in the snoot, laid on his back, and he never made a tooth. When all of the braves had viewed the cat, they all agreed that that was that. Forevermore, when we hunt the bear, we want the little Injun to be right there.
We want the little Injun to be right there. Thank you.
say, Slattery.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, I made an appointment to meet Charlie McQuarrie at the doctor's office, mm-hmm. and then we was going out and ride the horses, see? And just as I arrived in the door, why, I heard old Charlie say into his little voice, now listen, son. He said, say ah, so the doctor can get his finger out of your mouth. Said, you know, a while back we was having quite a drought and all the streams was out of water and Big Bear was a bunch of mud, you know, and all them lakes. And, practically hadn't had any rain for years around here, so everybody was kind of conscious of the shortage. So up at Charlie McQuarrie's, why, Charlie's little boy, Goosey, and another kid, the neighbor kid, they was having a water fight with water pistols. And the old Virginia hollered out, and she said, now, look, kid, she said, now, you know there's a water shortage. You just stop fighting that way with those water pistols. And one kid hollers up and says, well, you don't have to worry about it. We ain't using water. We're using ink. Oh, you got to deal with it. Folks, we've got to go now. Yes, sir. I hope all you folks had a good time here. Did you have a good time?
Oh, great.
We'll be with you again soon. Until we see you, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, I'll dare you to talk about me. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with George Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.